This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually. And that's what you need. You need to be part of the solution. And the way you do that is become part of the conversation so you can get informed, you can engage, you can have real information to work with. That doesn't mean you believe everything that comes down the pike, right? So, this stuff here makes me nuts. Just totally out of my mind. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, you heard me in the last segment talking with Dr. B. And you didn't hear me during the break, though. I was talking with her about something else that happened, I think it was last week, end of last week. And sometimes we all feel this way. Some of you heard the now infamous phone call on Rush Limbaugh's show this week, or last week, where the fellow was pretty much crying because he was in fear of his country. He was floored to the degree that the Democrats would go to steal this thing. And the problem for me is I'm tainted, okay? I grew up in Boston in the 70s. You guys have heard this story a million times. And I grew up in a time when the mafia was prevalent in that area. And I watched what they did to people. And I hated it. But I was a young guy. There's not much I could do about it at that point. At some point when I realized that the only two things that could happen to me is I get sucked into it or get killed, maybe both, I got out of there and I came to California. And, you know, honestly, I took a quarter, wrote C on one side and T on the other, and I did a coin toss, and I ended up here in California. So, by the grace of God, I'm still alive and believe I've done what I could do and more that God's called me to do. But I was feeling the other day when I was at the school board meeting, as I said, and I've said it a million times, you start to feel alone. You kind of almost know what Trump feels like. As you look around and people around him are turning on him, like Chris Christie and others that were close to him, and people who were saying, we definitely got this, and now they're saying, yeah, it looks good. Not definitely, but it looks good. And I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know why we weren't ready for this thievery. Because we all know, we all knew or know that they were going to... See, this has never been a fight about bringing America back to where it's supposed to be, for the Democrats, anyway. This is a fight against good and evil. It's that simple. This is a fight against killing babies in the womb and outside the womb. This is a fight against your religious freedom. The proof of that is you can't go to church. You can't sing at church. But you can get on a plane and do other things. You really have to break this down and understand. Putting masks on, what does that actually do? People can't see your face. What do they always tell you? What does a smile do for a human being? You're walking down the street, you got somebody looking at you, you're kind of looking at them, and not for any other reason, just because you're walking on the same side of the street. Even if you give them a half a smile and you look in their eyes, what do? They smile and look back at you. Now, look, I'm not a big emotions kind of guy, but I read science. I get it. I get how psychology works. So I get that does a lot for some people. What do they tell you to do when you're saying hi to a little child that you just meet or what have you, right? You get down on one knee, so you're down at their level. You can look them in the eye. They can look you in the face. You can smile at them. And that puts them at ease. They take that away from us. What do we talk about every year around the holidays? It's a reset. It's a time for forgiveness in most homes. It's a time the family gets back together and they reset. Because they haven't seen you all year. You've scattered all over the place. You know, at one time, two of my kids lived outside the area. My aunt, God bless her, raised four boys that live all across the country. And it was a time, us cousins, we got to see each other again. We hung out as kids. We were always together. So it was a time of strength. It was a time of building the family, building your character back up, building back up your foundation. I can only speak to churchgoers. I can't speak for Jews or Muslims or anybody else. But being with your church family is just as important, if not more important, than being with your blood family. Because they lift you up. They hold you up. They pray for you. They let you know that there's hope. I said it earlier. There are so many people out there that have no hope, and then they find Christ, and they find hope. They find a reason to hang out. They find that there's a higher calling on their life than just doing what they're doing. And, you know, I was getting a kick out of people saying, I'm just a waiter, I'm just a waitress, I'm just a janitor, whatever. You go, well, really? Then be the best you can be. We need those people. They're just as important as a surgeon, for God's sakes. Because he's got to eat and he's got to use the toilet too, doesn't he? See, there are jobs that have more, I don't even know what the word I'm looking for here, but they're more serious than others. But no job is degrading. Anything you're doing in a good moral way to raise your family, to bring food into the house, to make money, is okay. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Psych. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared.
When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
This is the ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good.
We are back.
Straight masterpieces.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Road Joe. 855.
Yes, 855.
732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Look, as I've said to you a million times before, the social justice platforms, social media platforms, whatever you want to call them, the bullpucky platforms, are making it hard for us to raise money in any way, shape, manner, or form. You know, shows are sponsored by, obviously, sponsors, advertisers, and what have you. In today's world, it's very hard to get sponsors and such. Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So, my question to you is, you willing to give up a cup of coffee for me? One cup of coffee a month. I don't care what it is. Except if it's a mom and pop place. You know, little mom and pop, don't do that. They rely on that. So stay with them. But Yeah, donate what you can. Help out where you can. You want to donate, and you can do it online. I make it simple, stupid, by phone. Simply text GOJO, GOJO, one word, not two, GOJO to 77948. That's GOJO to 77948. All right, that's simple. I really don't care. $5, $10, $15, $20, whatever you're led to give, the bottom line with it is, it helps. And it's not just a dollar amount, too. I keep telling you this. It's not just a dollar amount because it just tells me that you care. You're listening. You're willing to give what little you got. Remember, Bible talks about the woman who gave, you know, the widow who gave her two mites. It's all she had. So, again, every little bit helps. It helps, you know, from a moral, you just help out. Leave it at that. All right. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me, and appreciate the time. You know, we're not just on GCN. We're on a couple of other networks as well, including AUN, which is, you know, it's video, if you would. Okay. It's a TV station, TV network. And you can find us in San Francisco and San Rafael and San Jose, Silicon Valley, Santa Rosa, Redding, Chico, Sacramento, Fort Bragg, and Napa Valley. And so if you're listening, watching, God, I don't know why you want to watch, but if you're watching me from those areas, I do appreciate your time with us. All right. So we're talking about, you know, doing good, working, raising a family. You know, and some of you have sent me emails in the past, go, gee, Joe, you seem to make fun of janitors. I don't make fun of janitors. I don't mean to make fun of janitors at all. But there is a difference, and I don't mean in people, character, that kind of stuff. I just mean there's a difference between the guy that goes to school for 8 years to be a doctor, you know, a heart surgeon, and, you know, was a computer guy. I didn't go to school for it. I tripped through it. Years ago, I was a helmet painter. Yes, a helmet painter. I painted football helmets for high schools in the summertime to make money. But I made good, clean money. I was proud of the work that I did. So it was a good job. But I wasn't saving lives. I was painting helmets. That's all I'm saying. Again, so don't take it the wrong way. I have a lot of respect for people that are working hard to feed their families, to take care of themselves. And no matter what your job is, okay? So let's get past that. And but part of what I was trying to get at with all the stuff that I was saying before is where the Warriors are today. Now, the only example I can give you for me that holds up, that's real, and I started to tell you a couple of weeks ago, I was sitting down, and I happened to listen to this pastor because the title of his sermon, I think it was like Running Towards the Danger or Running, you know, Running Towards It. And I was thinking he was going to talk about 9/11. I mean, it was kind of off, right? Because we're now in November, December, and I said, okay, well, it's probably a good hero story, right? Wouldn't you think the same thing? Probably some kind of hero story, right? So he starts talking, and he starts talking about the story of David, right? When he took down Goliath. And the funny thing about it was he was. You know, talking about how here's one of the most powerful armies on the planet, the Israeli army. And they're waxed feeble with fear. They can't move. They got this giant Philistine on them, telling them that he's going to grab them, ground up their bones, and feed them to the vultures. Right? Strip them and rip them apart. And they don't know what to do. Now, David comes into the picture, but he's not coming in. He's not coming in to fight the giant. He's like, yeah, my brothers need food. Bring us some food. You know, just trucking on down there. Got the food. Brings his brothers the food. Here's this Philistine, and he gets mad. And he doesn't get mad at them because they're cowards or whatever. He says, hey, you're letting him, are you going to let him talk about our God like this? Are you going to let him get away with this? Because he's looking, he's infuriated that none of the men of God, none of the warriors are stepping up to take this on. Why? Because they don't know who is really behind them. Come on, think about this. And if some of you get irritated when I turn into a religious hour, you know what, deal with it, because whether you're a believer in Christ or not, the strength of this message is behind you in either way. So they really did not believe that God was there for them, that God was behind them, that God would help them. They couldn't have. So when David gets there, he gets aggravated that nobody is standing up. And listen, let's be frank, nobody needs to stand up for God. God can take care of himself, as I would imagine. So David steps in, and David is livid, and he goes, look, I'll do it. And in his head he's going, since you bunch of cowards won't leave the tent, I'll go do it. Little scrawny little guy. All at first off, they try to put him in the armor that a warrior would wear. He couldn't move. Remember, he's a shepherd boy. He's not a big muscular, you know, warrior type, if you would. See, when you think of all the things that come together here, I'm doing this for a reason. So he's not a warrior, hasn't trained to be a warrior, dropping off food. You know, he's a pizza delivery guy for all intents and purposes. Yes, some of my Jewish friends will get mad at me because I'm referring to David as a pizza delivery guy. But you see what I mean here. So he takes the steps to say, I'm not going to let you do this. I'm going to defend our God with a slingshot. And he does the impossible. Because he's got his God behind him. Because he's willing to trust God. So my Christian friends, some of you who have thought about running for office or do whatever, where are you? Do you trust God? Do you trust his kid? I mean, do you want to help him with the little kids? Talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Could we reach herd immunity by May? Over the weekend, the top doctor on Operation Warp Speed said there could be enough vaccines to reach a threshold of herd immunity in the U.S. by next spring. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar believes that's achievable. He tells Fox News that with three vaccines possibly available by the end of the year, herd immunity is possible.
So we would hope to be able to start vaccinating in December for individuals there. We have two other, the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson vaccines that also could be coming in the near term, depending on clinical trial data. And as we've said, we believe by that second quarter of next year, we'll have enough vaccine FDA authorized for every American. And that's, of course, what you'd want to do towards getting to vaccine-induced herd immunity.
Monday marked the 14th straight day that the U.S. had set new records for the number of COVID patients hospitalized. According to new data from the COVID Tracking Project, more than 85,000 Americans are currently hospitalized with the disease. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Never mind your chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-LOVE-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. So, if Biden gets in, I'm going to deviate here for a second. This ought to be a lot of fun. I mean, I don't know if you heard it, but the tree arrives at the White House, Christmas, the White House Christmas tree, not holiday tree, Christmas tree. It arrived today at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And the military band decided, or probably was told, which is fine, decided to play Glory to the Newborn King at the White House Christmas tree ceremony. Oh my. They played a religious song. How long before the Freedom from Religion freaks decide that they need to fight this? This cannot keep happening. Right? Just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's really being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. I'm going to finish up my tirade right now on where the Warriors are at. I want to go into some of the crazy stuff going on, like Laura Ingraham telling Trump it's over. I didn't know she was a constitutional attorney, that she had a clue, that she knew what it takes to win. I don't believe so. But let's get back. Again, this is more aimed at my Christian friends, but hey, if you don't believe, these principles are the same, whether you believe or not. And I was talking about David taking on Goliath, and his trust wasn't in his skills, if you would. It was in the skills that God gave him. It was in the fact that God would back him up. But he wasn't afraid to go do it. He wasn't afraid to go do what he was called to do. I mean, it's really that simple. All the armored warriors that were there were too afraid to take this guy on. And David did it. Because of his trust. Because of his faith in God. Well, some of my Christian friends, do you trust God? I work with people, I have colleagues that claim to be Christians on school boards and water boards and city councils. but there's no God in their lives. They're not living it out. And I'm not talking about dropping to your knees and clasping your hands and bowing your head before me. That's not what I mean by that at all. If you believe that you were put there for a reason, and now my atheist friends are going, oh, here he goes. Look, I don't believe that God tells us to go on school boards and city councils to evangelize and make a call to Christ after every board meeting. That's not what he calls us there for. He calls us there to do the right thing, to govern in such a way to help people, not hurt people. You would have more rights under a full... Now, real Christians, okay? Not ones that claim to be. You would have more rights as an atheist with a full Christian city council than you would with a mixed board there. Because they're going to tell you what to do. Look what's happening now. They're going to tell us that we have to take vaccine shots. They're going to tell us when we can go to the restaurant, when we can't. They tell us when we can go. We have hours that we can go out here in California. Or have to stay at home. They're telling us we have to cover our faces in a restaurant. Between each bite. When Fauci himself said that even if you have it and you're asymptomatic, you cannot pass it on to somebody else. Now, science has not changed that fast to where all of a sudden you can now. And this is why I believe that Trump can still pull this off. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's one of the first president. Now, I love some of these people, even my Christian. You know, I would love some of you Christians to call the show, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Call the show and complain about Donald. Complain about his past life. Complain about how he says things. But before you start complaining about how he says, let's talk about you and your life and how you're living your life and how you are with your kids. I'm not joking. I'm serious. And that's not a judgment call. So you high and mighty pious Christians, aren't you supposed to get the log out of your eye before you start complaining about somebody else's? Right? Somebody else's transgressions? A lot of mainstream Christians should belong to the First Church of Hypocrisy. And I know I'm getting a lot of you crazy, but it's the truth. Right? You don't study the Bible. You don't know Scripture. You don't know what you're supposed to do. You think you're supposed to go to church every Sunday and praise and worship and hold your hands up maybe at some churches. But then whatever happens, happens. Like God only hangs out Sunday morning for an hour and a half, or some of you can't even hang that long. You hang 35 minutes or something. And then you wonder why your life's in the toilet, because you don't really commit to anything. And the reason I think Trump can pull this off is because, yes, I do believe that God made a way for Trump to be our president for the last 4 years. Look at what he's done to save the life of kids. Yeah, the unborn and the born. Look what he's done for equal rights across the board in this country. I mean, I have a list of about 80 or 90 very visible things that he's done that nobody wants to give him credit for. Matter of fact, somebody said he's received Christ recently, you know, within the last 4 or 5 years, whatever. That man lived more of a Christian lifestyle in what he gave away and how he helped families and what he did than some Christians I know with money. There's some Christians out there that have very successful businesses. They use the talent that God gave them to grow those businesses. And you know what they give back to the community? Nothing. Now, there's a lot to do. Don't get me wrong. But there's plenty that don't. But they're at church every Sunday. Right? Give that some thought. And then there's people that don't have two nickels to rub together. And if they see somebody's hungry, they'll give them those two nickels before they feed their own kids. Again, full trust and faith in God. Same thing here. If we truly believe, you Christians who say you're praying for him, if you truly believe, and you're truly willing to help, and you've got the time, and you've got the ability to go fly somewhere to count ballots, to counteract. If you evangelicals will get off your butt and actually vote, and I'll tell you what, If you're going to say to me as a Christian that we're not supposed to get involved in politics, I'm going to tell you, you've never opened your Bible up. Or you're being willfully ignorant, as I was called earlier. Your father, if you're a Christian, your father gave you this government. He allowed you to govern yourself. He tells you to go pick godly men that'll rule over you. He tells you that if godly men are in true godly men, not ones who say they are, true godly men are in power, you will be happy, you will prosper. We had a man who said he went to church for 20 years. He knew Christ was. Were we prospering? Were we happy? Was the nation in a good place? Then we have a guy that Christians want to call a heathen. They don't know anything about his life, other than what he might have done in the past. Still no proof. But he lived more of a Christian lifestyle than the other guys did. And yet you hate him. Now, the Bible did say that they would hate us for Jesus' sake, because we loved him. So anyhow, it is not over yet, people. God is not dead. You keep praying. You keep moving. If you need to make phone calls, whatever you need to do, we need to do it to make sure our president wins. Our real president wins. And on a quick note, Governor Newsom, God, you know, and I mean it, God bless this guy. We're supposed to pray for our enemies, remember that. That means if Joe Biden takes that office, that doesn't mean you pray him dead. You pray for him to be reached, you pray for him to do the right thing. Governor Newsom, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, he's been in government for almost 20 years here in California. Right? He supported Governor Brown. Governor Brown, not Brown. God. What's he presiding over? Sounds like President Obama. Highest poverty rate in the U.S. at 20%. I think it's higher than that right now. Highest state income tax in the U.S. Second highest gas tax in the U.S. He's put us in debt to the tune of $1.3 trillion. He has the highest homeless population in the U.S. that he claims on Donald Trump. And this man thinks he's doing a wonderful job and thinks that we should consider him for president. They are delusional, are they not? Joe Bettini, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extend Over.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now with
orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being involved, being engaged. Remember, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can be involved, you can be engaged, and give me some money. Well, besides that, you can also sign up for our newsletter and also for our text alerts. And that's easy. It's TRS. Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right. In light of the New York City schools closing, now you guys know I've always been an advocate for parent, I call it parental choice. Parents should have a choice as to what school their kids go to, help guide and direct their education. And a public school should work for it. Right? I have somebody who's highly upset with me because I was on Facebook the other day and I saw a comment that, you know, teachers are our most precious, they teach our most precious commodity and they should be paid professional competitive wages. Well, let me tell you what. They are paid. competitive wages. I don't know about professional. They are paid well. Okay? Not over the top, but they're paid well. And my beef with that comment in general is that where's the accountability? See, there's no... And again, I'm speaking in broad terms. There's a lot of good teachers out there. They deserve raises. They deserve tenure. They deserve, because they love the kids. So they're doing a good job. But there's no measuring stick. So they want to be treated as professionals, but they don't want what comes along with professionals. Me, when I was the West Coast manager for, you know, computer services for a couple large companies, I had numbers I had to hit. Okay, and I had to keep my budget down to a certain point, and I had to make sure I was productive to a certain degree. But we're told by teachers unions, you can't do that. You can't measure a child. You can't measure the product they're putting out. Well, then how are we supposed to treat you as professionals? If you have a classic, and a lot of these kids, when they go from class to class, grade to grade, a lot of them travel together. Kids see each other on a regular basis. They move to the school together. So if you have this class that's moving through, or this child, or a couple of children, or what have you, and they're normally A and B students, and all of a sudden they get to a teacher's class and they dump to a C, and their mood changes and everything else, and this seems to be a pattern, a habit pattern for that teacher, sorry, you got a problem. If you want to be treated as a professional, you're treated as a professional all the way around. That's just sometimes. And as a professional, I don't know about you guys, I worked all year. I worked 12 months of the year. I got 2 weeks or 3 weeks for vacation, depending on how long I've been there. I had Christmas off, that kind of stuff. Teachers have the whole summer off. They get a couple of weeks in December, and then a couple of weeks throughout the rest of the year. Effectively working, not working 4 months out of the year. I'll go three. So you want to extrapolate out their salaries and what that really means? Again, I'm painting a broad brushes for the moment. Right? LAUSD, Chicago, a few other school districts, their teachers get paid sometimes twice and three times the amount of the average person who lives in their community. Yet they're some of the worst schools in the country. Should they not be held to a higher standard since they want more money? Or do we keep saying that they don't know? Right? That there's no way to do a merit type of pay. So you can't on one hand say that you want to leave. See, when I was in the professional world, we didn't work 40-hour weeks. We worked till we were done. Now, for all intents and purposes, if all my work was done by Thursday, I got a self-appointed long weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday were mine. But if I fell behind because I was moving slower, doing whatever, I wasn't really doing the work I needed to do, I had to work Saturday and Sunday to catch up. On my own dime. I could go to the boss. I'd eat overtime. I didn't get the work done. Seriously. But that's not what happens in the education world. It's a whole different animal. There are plenty of teachers right now asking for more money because of the COVID thing. It's tougher. It's harder on them. Well, there's a lot of people in the professional world that are also having to make changes. It's hard on them. They can't bring their kids to a daycare. They sure as heck can't bring them to school. So if you want professional pay, if you want to be treated like the outside world, as you sometimes call it, then you need to act like them. You need to be held to the same standards and the guidelines, or else it's a no. Recent article shows that the charter school networks are outperforming traditional public schools. Why? Because they've been doing online teaching. They know how to do distance learning. They've got it down to a science. But the public schools would never, ever, ever ask the charter school for help, even though technically they are the charters are technically public schools. And New York City schools would be closing, but pupils at Success Academies, a network of charter schools which has placed all of its 20,000 pupils in remote learning, is still wearing their uniform. It's actually... Forgive me if you go to that school and you're listening. It's ugly pumpkin orange. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not a pumpkin guy. Every day of the week, unlike the traditional public schools in the city, which reopen, you know, they have proven over and over again. Study after study after study shows that uniforms work. They work on a lot of levels, but they work. But the parents are so afraid you can take the individuality of the student away, they don't realize what they do. They don't realize the contests that they create, because who's wearing what clothes, who made what where. This is what their in-person offerings, high-performing charter networks have managed to create, an exemplary virtual program that other schools are starting to learn from. Eva Moskowitz, the founder of Success, compares the logistics of arranging high-quality remote learning to the D-Day operation. Children need laptops, science kits, noise-canceling headphones. 7% of the pupils who live in homeless shelters need internet hotspots, she said. Now, remote 2.0's curriculum is continuously refined. Moskowitz treated the school schedule usually sacrosanct to make more time for, you know, small learning groups, right? Unlike many schools. Now, the schools did not abandon the learning standards. They didn't say, wow, this is going to be a challenge. This is going to be hard. We're not going to be able to do this. Our teachers are going to have to work harder. Well, yeah, they are. Really that simple. But they're doing it. And there are other schools that are doing it. There are private schools that are doing it. So it shouldn't be a big deal. Right? I mean, if you really care about the kids, and that's what you say you do, then give them a try. Right? Give their process a try. You can't lose. What have you got to gain? As President Trump said, what have you got to lose? You're already failing. And the last story, just to irritate the crud out of you. Oh, irritated the crud out of me when I read it. Top pathologist claims the coronavirus is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. Right, top pathologist Dr. Roger Hodgkinson. God. He told government officials in Alberta during a Zoom conference call that the current coronavirus crisis is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the public. His comments were made during a discussion involving the Community and Public Services Committee. The clip was subsequently uploaded to YouTube. It'll be gone soon. Noting that he was also an expert in virology, Hodgkinson pointed out that his role as CEO of a biotech company that manufactures COVID tests means, I might know a tad about this. There's utterly unfounded public hysteria driven by the media and politicians. It's outrageous, he said. It's really sad. It's the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on these people. The doctor said that nothing can be done to stop the spread of the virus besides protecting older, more vulnerable people, and that the whole situation represented politics playing medicine. That is dangerous. He is so right. You know, it goes along with a lot of stuff you're seeing. Politics playing education. Can't do it. It's not right. And it doesn't work. You know, from an education standpoint, give it back to local authorities. Let them decide what's good for their community. My community is not the same as downtown Los Angeles or San Francisco. It's just not. So we shouldn't have to adhere to the same rules, which is what the Dems want you to do. Same rules all across the board, no matter what your community is like. Hodgkinson remarked that social distancing is useless because COVID is spread by aerosols, which travel 30 meters or so before landing. He thinks the society should reopen immediately, stop the lockdowns. The damage being done may be irreparable. He also slammed the mandatory mask mandates. Completely pointless. They're useless. There's no evidence base that they're effective whatsoever. Nothing. No paper, no test, nothing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Become one of my warriors. No joke. For real. Don't let them do this to us. Stand up for us and the rest of humanity. You've been listening to Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.